She reduces, reuses, and recycles. She talks the talk and walks the walk. She doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. She's Mrs. Green. And this is Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And now, Mrs. Green.
Welcome, everybody. You are indeed listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And today we are going to give you an incredible amount of really important, fun, informative things to think about. The show is actually sponsored by EcoBella. And I'm very, very happy to announce on this show for the first time that they are one of Mrs. Green's newest partners, and we are so very proud of that. And our guest today is the founder and president of EcoBella. There you go, Sally Malanga. And we are excited about having her on the show, because what a great way to start a sponsorship is by sharing with people about this natural and organic intelligent beauty company that was very early for its time and why it's so important for our health and the health of our planet. So, Sally, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here with you, Mrs. Green. And yes, my mother did tell me exactly what you said. You're just ahead of your time, Sally. Just hang in there. Because not everybody was interested in natural and organic beauty products. And even today, it's still an option for a lot of people. They still don't necessarily understand it. So I'm really happy to, you know, give your listeners all kinds of inside information, both as a founder of a company, an animal rights activist, and a formulator of products, you know, I do lots and lots of research, and I'm happy to share the information.
And I have so many questions for you. And one of the things that you mentioned that your mother said to you, just hold on, Sally, it's hard being an early adopter. Sometimes it is, because you're there waiting for the crowd. I mean, people thought I was crazy when I said I was going to internet radio. And it's like, well, that's where the market's going. So just stay here with me. The ride is fun, but sometimes it can be rather daunting. So you started in 1992 with a very clear mission: to provide cruelty-free organic cosmetics and natural skincare products. And of course, the very first question I want to know is, why? Why did you think of that? How did that come up? What triggered in your life to say, I'm going to start this company because I care that much?
Well, you know, it was really about meeting somebody special. I was a volunteer at a wonderful organization called Friends of Animals, which is an organization that exists today, a national organization that advocates protection of animals, and they are very non-compromising. And I love them for it, and I love being part of it. So I met a woman who snuck a video camera into the laboratories at Gillette. This is, you know, back in the late 1980s. She was a very courageous person, a very gentle, wonderful person. And I had the honor of working with her on some campaigns as a volunteer. So when she informed all of us about the cruel animal testing at, you know, a company that makes products that are as benign as deodorant, you know, they really had no business testing on animals. And we decided we'd have a campaign because consumer power rules. And we decided to make big postcards and put a picture of a bunny rabbit on it and say, we won't buy from you at Gillette unless you stop testing on animals. And we gave out tens of thousands of these postcards for consumers to send into Gillette. And, this launched an even bigger campaign. Many animal rights organizations jumped on it. And, you know, the drumbeat just got louder and louder and louder over the past 20 years. And many of the big corporations found alternatives. And even in Europe, they banned it now. And so it's really very important. So I, after this campaign was rolling, and I worked on other campaigns as well for anti-fur and so on, and still do today, Hello, marbles? Did you hear that?
I did. Is there a ghost in the room?
Yeah, his name is Marbles, and he's very handsome.
I love it. I'm thinking it's a four-legged.
He's a four-legged pussycat with big green eyes and a pink nose, and he always comes in when I'm doing a radio interview, which is not that often, but...
Well, can you get him to say hello? I'm really having a thing with cats lately, so he probably wanted to talk to me.
He's looking at me intently, and I think because it's getting close to his dinner time. But he may speak up with his pathetic little cry of despair.
And then we'll love that. It's like it's staged.
Yeah, and if we don't listen, he'll start knocking things off the desk.
Okay, so we'll know what the background noise is. I love it.
Yes, yes. So anyhow, I decided that, you know, there would be a market for alternative products that are not tested on animals. Anything that you would put on your body from head to toe, you know, would be a great thing to offer to consumers. Again, I think consumers have all the power. I don't think they realize it. They don't have to take what's offered, and they don't have to put up with, you know, questionable ethics at companies. So Ecobella was founded, and we named it Ecobella. It means behold beautiful in Italian, because all of our customers are beautiful people. And the products were designed to be put together without testing on animals, which is easy to do. You just find ingredients that have been used for decades and are considered safe. Plus, you know, we put them all over ourselves. And, of course, there's no problem. It's kind of silly. So Ecobella was launched. And if I might add one other thing, and that is the mission just to sell cruelty-free became much bigger. Because as an avid investigator, an environmentalist, and someone involved in nutrition as well, I put a different perspective into the products, which really has to do with using the resources of our paradise here on Earth by sourcing organic ingredients even before anyone was thinking about it, and getting rid of water and things like that I can talk about further with you, but it became about really making products that benefit the consumer and also having the ethics.
And benefit the environment, because it's the closed loop. It's my body, and it's the environmental impact that the containers and what the products are in them are going to do. So one of the things when I went down my investigation of Ecobella is that it's the whole green enchilada, as we say out here in the Southwest. It's like there's a whole closed loop that people, I think, need to be more conscious of and live more consciously. It's the we just want you to think. We don't want to tell you what to think, just think part. So I don't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to just expand on that a little bit.
You should interrupt, because I could probably talk for an hour by myself. So please interrupt. And,
well,
and
I know that I
let
can.
Let me help you.
I absolutely can do that. But I do want to go back a little bit. You were involved in Friends of Animals, but then there's just, to me, I need a little bit of a segue from I'm doing that and I care and I'm very aware to I'm going to start a beauty company, beauty products that are safe and healthy and organic. What was your background? There's not the natural segue there for me. I need a little bit of the missing piece, because what a big undertaking to put those things together.
That's true.
Yeah. So were you like working for, you know, I was going to name another company or something, but what did you have to do? You don't just wake up and say, oh, I think I'll start Ecobella and we'll have safe, beneficial, organic, and natural skincare products. This was a big mission. You did?
Oh, yes, I did.
Did you write it down? I hope. Here's my moment.
I wrote it down because I was sort of designing it as I went along.
Right.
You know,
okay.
I knew what I wanted. I had to find the right bottles to put it in and packages for cosmetics, because we did head to toe. So you know, I had to hire a cosmetic chemist and work with them. I hired an aromatherapist rather than a, quote, perfumer. So an aromatherapist, okay, who would work with natural essential oils.
Okay.
Yeah, because, again, I always wanted to go to the source and brush past all the commercial substitutes, you know, that were commonly used and are still commonly used in cosmetics and skincare. You know, sometimes if you look at a bottle, you'll see, you know, it's a nice package. It's got a lot of water, fragrance, some emollients, and so on, but it's not very exciting and it's not going to do much for you. So, you know, I really wanted to do something that would encompass this mission of buying from suppliers who promote earth-friendly practices and sustainable practices, as well as create products that consumers would rely on and love, and they would smell wonderful and it would feel wonderful, but they would represent the life force of the planet in these packages that could then be transferred to the consumer's life force. And, you know, that's what we do today.
I mean, you know, it's blowing me away. I mean, I'm not kidding. I just read Martha Beck's new book, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. And she talks about the importance of this very issue. So it's like I'm getting the Mrs. Green goosebumps here, because we are connected to the plants. And when we put them on our skin, they are absorbed by our bodies. They are, whatever we're putting on our bodies is washed down the drain. So it impacts our water supply. And the beat goes on. So literally, I want to talk about, and I have a really good outline because I want to try and stay sequential because I am totally a nonlinear thinker. But we have been trying some of the products here at the Mr. and Mrs. Green household. And one of the things that I was very interested in, which might crack you up, was we have gotten rid of every artificial air freshener. Like if I go into a restroom, a public restroom, and they have one of those things that emits a chemical smell that's supposed to be cinnamon or something, I kind of hold my nose. So we got the citrus room mist. So this is what I do, Sally. People come over and I have it out and I'm saying, you guys, you have to smell this. So I spray it and I say, what does that smell like? So far, everybody that has smelled it says it smelled like you just peeled an orange. There's no chemical residue. There's nothing left. It's so fresh. So without revealing any trade secrets here on Mrs. Green's World, is that the essential oil component where you're using the essence of ideal orange peel or something? Because, Sally, it's that great.
Oh, that's truly so. You see, that's all the fragrances that we use smell exactly like they should. And for that particular product, we do use the expeller pressed essential oil that comes from the orange peel itself.
I didn't know that. I didn't. And it was like, this smells like I just peeled an orange. I'm not kidding. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the grapefruit, same thing. We have the grapefruit body lotion. It has to be Mr. Green approved because he does not like smelly, chemically laden, sticky things. He doesn't like sticky. Mm-hmm. And it's so dry in the desert at this time of year. So the grapefruit smells like grapefruit. It's pretty amazing. Okay, so let's, in your, the backstory of your company, the information that's provided, I'd like to actually go through some of the things that your products are and have you tell us why they're important. Because a part of this, the purpose of this show, is to educate people. So it says free of water, gluten, dyes, genetically modified organisms, slaughterhouse products, and preservatives. So could we just start one by one? I like to think of this as, you know, Use Safe Cosmetics 101. Why does being free of water matter? Is it just a cheap filler, or is there another reason?
It has to do with when I got the chicken pox. And I was in my 30s.
I never would have guessed that.
So my only friend was a big giant aloe leaf in a thin cotton dress. I laid on the couch, and then every hour or so I'd get up, cover my eyes with my fingers, and barely look through to see what I look like because I was covered with scabs, and then just dab the aloe all over my chicken pox. And out of about 500 scabs, I only ended up with two scars. So all the water came out of our products and was replaced totally with organic aloe. Because, you know, you can drink all the water you want for free.
Right,
go drink
right.
it. Go, you want water, drink it. If you're going to buy Ecobella products, you're going to get very expensive organic aloe. Because aloe, you know, if you cut that leaf, it's what they call mucilaginous. You know, it's mushy and it's slimy. Well, your skin loves slimy, and it's got, you know, these polysaccharides in it that are very healing to the skin. It's been used for 3,000 years, and I don't think we need new technology there. Aloe is the way to go.
At all, and it's great on burns. I mean, we have it growing everywhere here. So you can go out and break it open, and it heals. It's from the ancient medicine art of healing. You're right, over 3,000 years. Okay, so that's amazing. I never would have thought on the list of options that it was because Sally got the chicken pox, but it's like, it's delightful to learn that. Okay.
Well, when it's your company, you can do whatever you like.
Yes, I love that part. It's like, yeah, this is my show and I can say whatever I want. So there you go. People say, can I say that on the air? I'm like, it's my show. Say whatever you want. Okay, free of gluten.
But wait. I want to make sure, because your people are listening. I don't want them to really think that's true, because it's really, I am totally, totally bossed around by my customers.
So that's a little
okay.
different. Yes, I get it.
Yeah.
You're responsive
okay.
to the customers.
So
okay.
Right. Whatever they want, they get.
And that's a really, really nice, which is a perfect segue to the next piece, because the emergence, the epidemic incidences, the growing gluten-free issue is so front and center. And when you have friends that you dearly love that ingest gluten by mistake and find out what the immediate ramifications are, which are just really ugly and awful, did you always have a gluten-free as one of your basic core beliefs, or did that evolve because of the rapidly growing intolerant gluten-free population?
Yes, good question. It evolved, I would say, about 12 years ago when we hired a staff person who was a makeup artist who had celiac disease.
Oh.
And I learned that, you know, a little bit of wheat protein, which is gluten is wheat protein,
right.
essentially, that's what it's called. And it isn't called gluten in the cosmetics world. It's called wheat protein. So that's what goes on the label of a cosmetics or skincare product. And it's a great skin conditioner. It's great for the hair and so on. But you know what? Once I learned she had it and then we started to hear about some customers, I said, fine. You know, we're here to serve our customers. And, you know, we can easily replace wheat gluten, which we did. We replaced it with rice amino acids and I think some soy amino acids, but probably primarily rice at this point. So some rice amino acids, and that's used really in hair care. We just took it out of the skincare totally.
So what she says, so easily, we just easily replaced it, but I'm sure there was a lot more work on your part to doing that. And I, you know, we have friends where we go to eat gluten-free. I'm not gluten intolerant at all, and I have lots of friends who are. So we go to a local organic restaurant, and my friend Renee, who owns it, says, you can't make your pizza on the wheat base board that you just did and then start with your gluten-free dough and then bake the pizza, because that little bit of a trace of dust particles from wheat can make someone who is, you know, gluten intolerant really sick. I mean, I've seen it. So I call it kosher gluten-free, because that's about what it is. It's like keeping a kosher kitchen, and boy, do they. You can't use the same knives. You can't use it. It's a bad deal. Okay, we have one more minute till the first break, so can you cover why it's important to not use dyes, or should we come back to that after the break?
We don't use dyes primarily in the lipsticks and the cosmetics, and also we don't use any dyes in the skincare to color it. And after the break, I'll tell you what we do use because it's really
it's very
healthy.
Interesting. It's real and it's very interesting. Okay, so if you just tuned in, we are having a fun, informative discussion with Sally Malanga. She is the founder, early adopter, visionary, and president of EcoBella. And we are going to be sharing a lot more information with you about safe cosmetics, healthy products to put on your body. So please stay here with us. We'll be right back.
Can you predict the future? The reality is we can't, but we can be ready for it. Funded by the National Science Foundation, researchers at the University of Arizona are working on a $3 million project to study the monsoon and learn about our changing desert weather, climate, and ecology. Such knowledge will help guide us to a more sustainable future, not just for our desert, but for the world. Now that's thinking ahead. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers. Diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Hi there, this is Mrs. Green. Did you know that the 2012 VW Beetle has been completely redesigned, that it has exciting new features, look, and performance, and that it is one of Oprah's best things for 2012? The best news is Chapman VW has them in stock. Check out the new Beetle at Chapman VW at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan, or visit them at TucsonVW.com. Be sure to tell them that Mrs. Green sent you.
You can always find things around the house to give to Goodwill, but I have a bigger reason to give. My brother, Jim. When Jim was just 6 weeks old, he had a stroke. He had to rewire his brain to do most things we all take for granted. Thanks to Goodwill, Jim has a job and a sense of purpose. You know how they say your donation to Goodwill changes lives? Well, it's true. Goodwill is the best thing that ever happened to Jim. Please donate today.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. Thank you so much for being with us today. This show is sponsored by EcoBella, and we have as our guest Sally Malanga, who is the founder and president of EcoBella, and we are talking about her company and the products that she has brought to the planet, natural and organic, intelligent beauty, why it's important for our health and the health of the planet. And it's one of my favorite topics. That was the beginning of the Mrs. Green journey, which maybe I'll do a show on that someday. But I have to do this little shout out, which I forgot, Sally, because I got so excited about having you on. Please don't forget to listen to me here every Saturday at noon at MrsGreensWorld.com. And just like to throw out that reminder that you can listen on your iPhone or Droid. It's really easy. If I can do it, anybody can. And remember to visit MrsGreensWorld.com to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. If you have any questions about today's show or about anything of the products, info at Mrs. Green's World will get the questions to the wonderful team at EcoBella. And that's the way you get to be up on what's going on in Mrs. Green's world. There's always a lot. So, Sally, we talked a lot about, we started on the list of what your products are and are not. And we left off with dyes. And I know even in the bronzer, it says no dyes and it's talc free. And I haven't ordered the bronzer yet, but I'm going to. So why does not using dyes matter?
Well, We don't use what are typically called FD&C dyes or PNC dyes.
Right.
You know, food, drug, and cosmetic dyes. And the reason for that is because when I was first formulating all these products, I learned that some of them have been taken off the market. For example, a lot, the red dyes, used to call red dye number two.
Right.
You know, they have names,
deadly
numbers
dye,
after
right.
them. Yeah.
Yeah,
you put in the cherry, and my mother would always say, don't eat that cherry. It has red dye number two in it. So I thought, well, why? I'm not going to put that in my lipstick. So we don't use those those dyes. Instead, we've limited ourselves to the palette that comes from iron oxides, which you can get in black, yellow, and reddish or orangish, and white, and carmine. Unfortunately, comes from beetles, but it makes a beautiful purple color. It's been used for 3,000 years, and even that, I'm still looking to replace it. I know we kill insects all the time, mosquitoes, flies, etc., fleas, of course. We're looking for alternatives to that as well. But, you know, they're safe, and that's the whole important thing. I want our consumers to be safe. So we don't have bright red or bright pink colors, but then, you know if you put our colors on your lips or on your face that, you know, you won't be applying these dyes to your body that, you know, from time to time get declared to be a carcinogen and crossed off the list. So something you don't want to be is a guinea pig for these kinds of materials, which are called coal tar dyes, by the way. And what we found by creating a natural palette, that the colors actually look better on people. They assimilate better with your own skin tone and look better on a wider range of people. So
and they don't
really
look
worked
so
out on
fake.
All levels.
I mean, they don't look so fake.
Right.
Sometimes you see things and I'm like, that color does not occur in nature. Why is it on her lips? It's like, so, but that's just me. And I think it's great to point out that our skin is our largest organ. So the dyes don't just sit on your lips. First of all, if it's lipstick, you're chewing it off and swallowing it. And any of the lotions you put on, it's a huge absorption rate. It's quick. So they, you know, to me, everything is connected to the increase in every kind of disease, and I'm not paranoid. I'm just living consciously. Okay, what about this?
Can I interrupt for 1 second?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, what you're saying. Yeah,
it's
what
our
you're
show.
Saying is, yeah, it's our show. I agree with you. And we don't know the absorption rate on skin. It depends on the size of the molecule and so on.
Right,
but why
right.
take a chance? You know, so we don't want to take any chances. And this is our mission. Our mission is to make safe, natural, gorgeous cosmetics. And I'll also tell you when you're ready to hear about some of the special ingredients that are in there that are really interesting and very appealing to the natural consumer. I'll tell you that. But I wanted to mention that we had set up a special website URL for your listeners where there are some special bonuses for them. It's a very fun website. It's very pretty. And there's some deep discounts there for them to just try the product, so they, you know, don't have anything to risk, and everything is guaranteed.
I want to know that.
It's a wonderful site. Yes, you should go there. MyEchoBella.com is specifically for Mrs. Green's World listeners. MyEchoBella, and it's spelled the Italian way. You could say it, EchoBella.
Yes, EchoBella.
Like that, you know? It's a double C, two C's, EchoBella with MyEchoBella.com. And they'll see some wonderful bonuses on the products.
And that's awesome. And I, of course, will be sharing it with the Green Team and my email list because people are starting to ask me about it already. If you have good partners, which I hope I am already, I get excited about it. And I'm telling people at lunch and girlfriends we went out for wine last night, and you just... That's what women do. They share things that they're excited about, and especially when it comes to products, mm-hmm. products. My daughters are very committed to all of these practices. So, Sally, let's just go into, I wanted to talk about genetically modified and how you source that, but why don't we talk about some of the really good things that are in the products, and we can come back to the other piece. Highlight some of the products that you want to talk about. I'd love that because there are flower essences and lots of beauty to be described here.
Well, the cosmetics are really special, and everything is made in America, by the way. So we have our cosmetics hand-stamped our powders, that is, you know, our blushes, our eyeshadows, our bronzers, our face powder, all hand-stamped at a facility in New York State. And what we use to hold these powders together is flower wax. It is so beautiful. It, you know, the essence of a flower is one thing, which is what perfumers get. It's what we use the essential oils for in our parfums. But when they process a flower, its petals contain a very thin layer of wax. So when they're producing the essential oils that we use for our parfums, there's also this hunk of wax that has a very, very faint smell. It could be of lavender, of rose. It could come from sunflower petals, any flower at all, whatever is being harvested and processed through the essential oil factories, if you will. And so we take that wax and we incorporate it into the pressing of our powders. So it's coating every little piece of pigment, every little particle of pigment, as if you will.
I like that alliteration, particle of pigment.
Particle of pigment.
We could say precious particle of pigment, yeah.
Yeah, right, that's right. So these flower waxes are what's holding the pigments together. It makes the product really silky, along with the, we're using organic cornstarch as well, instead of talc, which has been traditionally the cheap, easy way for cosmetic manufacturers to make eyeshadows and blushes and things. But talc, again, has a history that, you know, of concern with cancer. So we, you know, cornstarch, great. Mica, great. And the pigment, and then, of course, the flower waxes. So you're actually putting the essence of the flower on your face when you use our cosmetics. And it's just really, you know, it doesn't get any more special than that if you're really trying to commune with nature in what you wear on your body, you know, rather than putting on, you know, something that maybe talc-based with dyes and some synthetic fragrance and so on. You know, you're loading your body up with this junk when, you know, we've created something that is totally antithetical to that. It's like a harvest that you can use for your own beauty.
And beautiful, and it really feels good. And if you know me, and I know you guys did your research on me, I'm not for sale. I tell people that I'm not, Mrs. Green is not for sale. If I'm not really 100% willing to embrace the partnership, it can't happen because I'm too transparent. So the products are delightful. I love that some of them come in glass containers because I know that's better. And the other thing that is a perfect segue is you do not say to me, I am the absolute minimalist, I hate all the fuss, 4 steps. Keep it simple. You do that in terms of the skincare regime. Wash my face, put a toner on. I use the, it's the anti-acne or smoothing piece. And then I don't know the steps, obviously the names of them, but I know what they do. The final protection with SPF in it, and it stays on all day. I can touch my face in this absolutely awful desert Southwest, and I love the desert Southwest except for June, July, August, and September. And feel the difference so far. And I don't have before and after pictures, but I can tell you that I can say I feel what you're saying because I feel it on my skin. And I'm just a beginner, so there'll be more throughout the months about Mrs. Green's getting excited about these products. Now, I did not know, but it answers the next question almost, made in the USA. Because what I was going to ask you is, Sally, how do you know that these products are, you know, organic and that they're not drenched with pesticides and that they are, you know, your organic cornstarch? Well, if they're made in the United States, it's a lot easier than organic made in China. I'm sorry to say that. Unless you're going there inspecting, there's always a little bit of an edge for me of doubt. But your made in the United States seal, that helps you to really stand behind they're not genetically modified, they're not drenched in harmful chemicals. Is that part of the magic of EcoBella? EcoBella.
Oh, well, of course, you know, I believe in very strongly in the law of cause and effect, and I like to make causes that benefit people. So if my customers are United States citizens, I want to make sure that I buy the products that United States citizens make. So it's quid pro quo. And so all of our products are made in America, except for a couple of things that we haven't been able to get here. I think our eye pencils are made at a very nice company in Mexico.
Okay.
And some of our compacts have to be made in China, the paper compacts, because nobody in America wants to make them. But
it's different than the product you're putting on your skin. The packaging to me is one thing, but the products are
major.
Yeah.
No. The products are, we have the certifications for the organic ingredients that we buy, such as the organic aloe that I mentioned, and the beautiful organic oils, safflower, sweet almond, with those types of oils, the organic herbs like chamomile and all the different essential oils. Those are natural. They're not organic, but we do have all the certifications, and we do know that they're made in facilities here in the United States, happily.
Sourcing from ethical farmers, of which there are many, and growing, if you ask me. You know, I wanted to just go ringing the bell when you talked about the power of the people. And I write about it, blog about it, talk about it on the radio, Facebook about it. People have all the power. They just don't realize it for whatever it is you want to do. I mean, it frustrates the heck out of me. We can change this. We don't need a bill to be passed. Vote
right.
with your purse. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all you have to do is walk in, and your wallet will dictate a lot of changes.
That's
it's
right.
One, it's
if,
one
if
way.
If we don't buy Monsanto, as long as we research and we say we're going to buy organics, and we know we're going to avoid the genetically modified corn and soy and so on that's in the marketplace. You know, without a customer, Monsanto would dry up and blow away in the wind.
Which would be a great day.
Yeah.
I'd be very happy celebrating.
Well, why don't, you know, they're planting the seeds of their own destruction by, you know, causing people to get sick from their products. And, you know, if they would switch to organic, they would probably do so much better. And maybe at some point they will. So, you know, why don't we send that message to them? You know, we want organic, so Monsanto, would you please stop, you know, giving Roundup Ready corn and start making organic, organic varieties that we really want to eat.
That's one of my triggers. I have said to people, do you really want to eat something, like put it in your body that's labeled Roundup Ready? I don't. And I've actually had people say to me, well, that only affects the bugs. I'm like, really? I don't think so. And the U of A just had an article out very recently about, about the genetic modification, finding some repercussions in a certain strain of X. And I was like, really, you think? They didn't have to do a scientific research study on that. It's not natural. Okay, so I would really like to talk about the next step in your, you know, the evolution of creating products that are now, to me, in much higher demand. What can you do differently? And I don't want to be, we talked a little bit off air. The world of social media from 1992 to now, 20 years ago, has changed beyond my understanding. And there's a part of you, of the company. What are you as a company going to do to position yourselves? I mean, I think about EcoBella and all of the goodness, and I think about some of the giants out there in the cosmetics field that are falsely advertising, that are saying things, it's pure, safe, and beneficial, and it's organically based, which means it has a drop of one thing in it. So from a early adopter, someone that woke up and said, I'm going to start a company, did, and it's successful, we're going to go to a break in 1 minute, and I hate when I do this, but we can come back to it. What is your team, and or what are you thinking about doing that helps get the message out? Because to me, what you want to do is sell more products because they're better for us. They're better for the earth. They're better for the planet. They're better for the environment. So we have 1 minute. Like, I get into these heavy questions, and I want to talk about Invincible Spirit when we come back, if we can, and a little bit more about your commitment to the ending of animal cruelty and the organizations that you are involved with and the difference they're making. So does that sound good for the next segment that's also going to fly by?
Yes, I'd like to do that. I'd also like to broach the issue of anti-aging ingredients.
Okay, good.
If you have time.
I made a note. We'll have time. We'll make time, right? Okay, you're listening.
In terms of social media, we're talking to you. That's what we're doing. We're early adopters also. We're getting the word out, and people can call us directly.
Okay, I love it. We're interviewing Sally Malanga, who is the president of EcoBella. Right back.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Hi, this is Mrs. Green with some great news about the all-new 2012 VW Passat. It's 2012 Motor Trend Car of the Year, best-in-class for legroom, and has standard Bluetooth technology. VW thought of everything by giving the Passat a brand-new, sleek design that conveys confidence and assertiveness. If you're looking for the best ownership experience possible and a great new Passat, visit Chapman Tucson at 4600 East 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan.
What if you had simple and easy solutions to live, work, and play green? Green Living Magazine, the premier green lifestyle magazine, brings you the latest in organic cooking, gardening, health and wellness, chef and celebrity interviews, as well as easy solutions to clean up your everyday life. Visit greenlivingaz.com for the latest in green news. Buy your subscription and view our network videos. Find us on Facebook and Twitter, and again at greenlivingaz.com.
Can academic research really save the planet? This year, the University of Arizona took full ownership of Biosphere 2. With 5 ecosystems enclosed in over 7 million cubic feet of sealed glass, Biosphere 2 is a premier facility for environmental research, where the top minds in the world will come together to address some of humanity's greatest challenges, such as climate change. Now that's using your brains. The University of Arizona. Big questions, bold solutions, better tomorrows.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think. We just want you to, and we are certainly getting a lot to think about today. Our guest is Sally Malanga. She is the president and founder of EcoBella, and that's ECCO. And I love saying it now. My kids will so make fun of me for saying EcoBella, but it's a beautiful sound if you do that. And a little reminder to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. We already have quite a bit up there about EcoBella on our Pinterest page, board, or one of the boards. Drives me crazy, actually. And visit MrsGreensWorld.com to stay connected. I'm here live every Saturday at noon. And you can listen on your iPhone and Android because we are that modern. Sally has a company that provides cruelty-free, organic cosmetics, natural skincare products, an unbelievable commitment to the environment in what I call a closed loop. She doesn't just care about the products, but what their containers are, how much of them people have to use. And it has been a fun journey to begin partnering with EcoBella and to be excited about sharing the good green word. So, Sally, let's go about, we can go right to anti-aging if you want to, and then talk about the other topics of invincible spirit and what you're doing with for the four-leggeds.
Okay.
Because I care a lot about anti-aging. I'm 61, so let's put it right out there so we don't pass that up.
Wow, you have a very youthful, vibrant voice, so that's terrific. That belies your age. So that's very hopeful for everyone who's not 60. You said 61, not yet. There's a lot to go even after that. So.
There's a lot of fire left in this here belly, Sal. It's like,
yeah,
it's
well,
not even slowing down.
All right, I'm with you. I'm locked arm in arm with you. But, you know, anti-aging is something that, consumers are preyed on. And, you know, I sort of think of myself as a consumer advocate. You know, I advocate for my consumer through the products that I make. Obviously, you know, I have to make a living, but I make sure that when I create a product, it's with my consumer in mind, which actually is a little bit different from what I understand in being part of this, you know, the beauty industry, which is a big smoke and mirrors kind of an industry. Most products are formulated for cost, but we formulate for benefit. And towards that end, I have to say that our products are yellow in color, which I just, it just makes me smile because, you know, sunny, happy yellow color tells me that they're rich in the antioxidants that are good for anti-aging and that will actually do something for one's skin. And that yellow color comes from the garden. So when I say you, when you open up an Ecobella product, you've got a whole garden inside. It's really true. And that yellow color tells you that it's got lutein, which comes from marigolds.
Right.
And lutein is very interesting ingredient because when you eat it, it goes right to your eye and the tip of your nose. Well, how perfect is that to protect you from the sun?
That's exactly right.
Right?
Okay.
Right? And we use lycopene, which is bright red. So that goes in and blends in. And lycopene from tomatoes will stop a sunburn. It is an absolutely wonderful ingredient. Beta carotene, the orange from carrots. If you eat a lot of carrots, where does it go? Right under your skin. What a perfect skincare ingredient that is. And astaxanthin, which it may be difficult to pronounce, but if you say it a few times, it is. It comes from the sea algae that a lobster eats or a salmon eats, and that's what makes them pink.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. So when we eat it, it also goes right under the skin. These are the skin-protecting carotenoids, as they're called. Think of carrot, carotenoid. And, you know, the sun and environmental aging, that's how your skin ages. That's besides smoking, okay, and eating the wrong things, eating meat, I can talk about that as well. But these are the free radical anti-aging vitamins. And along with coenzyme Q10 and vitamin C, of course, we blend all of those together, and then we put them in microscopic liposomes, which we call vitamin cells. What's very important for your consumers to know is that if the vitamins just get thrown in the bottle, they're susceptible to light and air, just the way essential oils are. They evaporate quickly. They break down. So they're very, very precious, and they must be protected. So we have them encapsulated, again, and an American company does this, so that's wonderful, into trillions of microscopic particles called liposomes. 88 trillion will dance on the edge of your pinky's fingernail.
I love it. Oh my gosh.
I love it too.
It's delightful. This would be a great time to have a visual on the radio where we had a little 80 million dancing on somebody's pinky. I have these thoughts.
Truly. Well, if they go to myecobella.com, they'll see a little artist rendering of it. And every time you mist your face with the Mist on Toner, for example, which is my favorite product, all those little microscopic liposomes, vitamin cells, are just flying into your skin. You know, they're your best friends. They're your protectors. They love you. They want to be with you. It feels good. And it's what we were meant to take from nature as long as we continue to replenish it.
It sounds like fun. I mean, it's just the thought, I'll probably never spray that again without thinking of them dancing around my head. So there you
mm-hmm.
go. It's celebrate mm-hmm. good times. Come on.
Exactly.
Okay. So those are the anti-aging pieces. Now, what mm-hmm. about, I really do want to talk about it, if it's okay with you. I think the mm-hmm. corporate culture that you've created from the beginning mm-hmm. was one of caring about your customers, yes, caring about the earth, yes, and giving back. That's what I am sure is a core value of how do we give back, how do we participate in other levels. Is Invincible Spirit part of that, or did Friends of Animals, I mean, talk about that whole part of you that had the vision to create consciousness for giving back.
Well, who doesn't love an animal? Everyone loves an animal. And they're not our property, you know. They're our companions. They're our friends. And we need to study them and respect them as our equals, as beings on the planet, whether it's a cow, a pig, a horse, a cat, a dog, a bunny rabbit. They deserve our respect. They're all unique and wonderful, and they have their own right to live in peace and security on the planet. So I am a vegan. I don't eat them. My skin and my health reflects that, so I certainly advocate that as a beauty measure, as well as a spiritual measure, and I would be happy to come back and talk with you about the benefits of a plant-based diet in the future for beauty. But, you know, we try to always tie in the life of animals and everything we do at Ecobella, because we're not separate from them.
Right.
So, for example, right, I serve on the board of Friends of Animals, and we always try to give them some promotion or some let people know about their good works. For example, at myecobella.com, when people place an order, they have an option to get a free membership at Friends of Animals. So we will give, you know, our customers a free membership, and they can, you know, be part of it. And of course, with the hope that down the road they will make a donation to Friends of Animals, but we'll start you out for free. And as far as you wanted to know about Invincible Spirit, huh?
I did. I really did, because I just love that. I mean, I think that's what you and I have, and lots of people, Invincible Spirits. And it was just, it's like, I love this. I so clicked on that. I'm, you know, I that's what we are, Invincible Spirits. So it was a perfect phrase for me to look at. I'm like, I love it.
Okay, well, everyone has that little glowing pilot light of invincible spirit inside them, and it's what gets them through all the obstacles and confusion of life. And, you know, we want to honor all of those people who take action based on their own invincible spirit. So after, you know, your listeners go to myecobella.com and take advantage of all the bonuses and things that we're offering for them to become part of our family, they're certainly welcome to come to our main site, ecobella.com, and tell their invincible spirit story, where we then honor people with a $10 gift certificate for taking the time and trouble to tell us your story of invincible spirit. You know, what have you done for an animal? We've had people talk about how they've rescued animals, how they've helped with a park cleanup, or, you know, people don't realize that every little action matters to somebody on the planet. And so, you know, please come and tell us your story at Invincible Spirit, and we will be publishing all the stories. We're creating a new website just for those people's stories.
Awesome. And what a great tie-in. I mean, it's that connectivity thing that I think about again. You know, I don't know if you know this, and it's really okay if you don't, but one of my biggest sponsors here in Tucson is Chapman Tucson, and they have, you know, 7 car dealerships, and Honda is one of them, and VW is one of them. So I approach them because they have, you know, 6 of the most fuel-efficient cars in the top 15, I think. But we did a joint promotion or a joint community event. It was really much more of a community event, and we had the Humane Society come for Adopt a Pet Day, and the Chapman owners said they would pay for the adoption fees, which is, I talked to the Humane Society people about that. And Sally, I cannot tell you enough of what kind of day that was for me. We ran out of animals twice, so they had to go back 3 times to get more animals. They still did vetting. It wasn't just come in and get an animal. They had counselors there. They did questionnaires. They really talked about the personality of the dogs to fit with the family. This dog cannot be with anyone who has children under 13. This dog would be better for an older couple. And it was just such a magnificent success. The Humane Society said they had never, ever run out of dogs. And there's all these little kids with their families coming in, and I'm saying, you've got to get more animals. You've got to get more animals. But my point is, after going off on that little tangent, it touches people's hearts in a way that is wonderful to see and observe and to be a part of. Taking that step and watching, and the Chapman team was impacted, and the Mrs. Green team, me personally, I was impacted, and the people who came, Chapman didn't do it to sell cars. And Ted said, do not say how many cars we sold. We didn't do it for that. They're big supporters of the Humane Society anyway. And he said, we did it for the greater good. And many people said to me, so when I need a car, where do you think I'm going to come? This is awesome mm-hmm. that Chapman did this. So it's mm-hmm. it's those kind of partnerships that we can inspire people to do things a little bit differently. It has a ripple effect. So in Invincible Spirit, I was all over that when I saw it on your website. It's like, yes, I love it. Okay,
I love it too, and I love what you did. I love that story.
It was so
great. Getting animals adopted, running out of animals.
We did a video, a YouTube video. I was like, I looked like a nut job. I really did. I was like, so what are you
when
doing?
When was this?
This was early May. It was the day before Mother's Day. And mm-hmm. it was, Sally, I'm not exaggerating, and I love to exaggerate. I turned around. It started at 10 o'clock, and 11:30, I looked, and I said to the coordinator from the Humane Society, I said, there's no more dogs left, and this goes on till 2 o'clock, and all these people are coming. We have to go get more dogs. And she laughed. She goes, Gina, you just don't go get more dogs. We have to pull their papers. We have to pull their medications. Some of them just had surgery. It's not like just go. We have to have handlers for them. But they successfully got two more groups of dogs. And some of the stories would make me cry. They did make me cry, mm-hmm. actually, which I cry mm-hmm. easily. But some mm-hmm. of the, like the what I would call the older, uglier dogs, I admit it, mm-hmm. got matched with some older couples, one woman with mm-hmm. a cane, and the dog just mm-hmm. came up to her, and I said, are you going to adopt that dog? And she said, yes, he's not mm-hmm. afraid of my cane. I mean, that's the kind of things aww. That happen, and I'm like, oh, I just loved aww. It. It was a very special day, so thank you for letting mm-hmm. me share that. Mm-hmm. Okay, what can we expect next from EcoBella? What's in the crystal ball that you want to share on Mrs. Green's World that will live on my podcast forever?
Oh my goodness, you want more, even more stuff.
We have just a little more. Anything that you want to share or anything else that you want to cover, because hopefully I have made most of this show all about you, not about me.
Well, and that is much appreciated, because when it's about EcoBella, it's really about the natural consumer. And
so impressive.
I guess I'd like to share, yes, how devoted I am to that consumer, how much I listen to them, how much I think about them, how important they are to me and to everybody at EcoBella, and that they are welcome to call our 800, I think it's 877-696-2220, extension 20. And schedule a free personal natural beauty consultation over the phone with one of our natural beauty gurus. They will love it. You get great advice. It's for free because we love our customers, and you know, we're happy to extend that to all the new people that are listening right now. Just try us out, and we will not disappoint you. That is
and
for sure.
We're going to get the word out in multiple ways, I can tell you that, because it's just something that touches my heart, and it's unbelievable. The other thing that I want to say that I admire so much is that this is a company where you keep your hands in every pie. Your finger is in every pie. It's very clear from this interview and from what I read. You want to know what's going on. And good leadership, pace of the leader, pace of the team. So your team has been delightful to work with, and it becomes organic, no pun intended, of mm-hmm. Caring, responsive people, making care of wonderful products that are good for us. So it has been delightful to begin on this journey, and I'm so glad that you guys found me, because it's been. Absolutely and positively delightful. And of course, I want to use it as an excuse to come back there, because I'm a Jersey girl. And you don't ever get over that. I am a Jersey girl through and through. And I can see myself coming back and touring the facilities and having it be for business. So, Sally, thank you so much. EcoBella, our new partner, Sally Malanga, the president, and make it a great green day. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And next week, another great show, Blacksmith Institute, solving some of the world's worst pollution problems. And I mean the world's worst. So thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Sally, you rock, babe. That's all I can say. Thank you.
Hey, it's mutual. I'm delighted.
Okay, thank you.